们先请弟兄姊妹们一同打开圣经。
Let us first open our Bible.
以西结书三十七章。
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 37.
以西结书三十七章，我们要从第九节读到第十四节。
From Ezekiel chapter 37, we'll read from verse 9 to 14.
主对我说，人子啊，你要发预言，向风发预言，说主耶和华如此说，气息啊，要从四方而来，吹在这些被杀的人身上，使他们活了。
Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they come to life.
于是我遵命说预言，气息就进入骸骨，骸骨便活了，并且站起来，成为极大的军队。
So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they came to life and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army.
主对我说，人子啊，这些骸骨就是以色列全家。他们说，我们的骨头枯干了，我们的指望失去了，我们灭绝尽尽了。
Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up, and our hopes are perished, and we are completely cut off.
十二节，所以你要发预言对他们说，主耶和华如此说，我的名啊，我必开你们的坟墓，使你们从坟墓中出来，领你们进入以色列地。
Verse 12, therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves, my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel.
我的名啊，我开你们的坟墓，使你们从坟墓中出来，你们就知道我是耶和华。
Then you will know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves and caused you to come up out of your graves, my people.
我必将我的灵放在你们里面，你们就要活了。我将你们安置在本地，你们就知道我耶和华如此说，也如此成就了。这是耶和华说的。
I will put my spirit within you, and you will come to life, and I will place you on your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and have done it, declares the Lord.
我们再请读哥林多后书第二章十四节。
We'll continue to read 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
刚才我们的领诗的弟兄也提到了这一节圣经。
Our brother who just led us in the song also mentioned this verse.
感谢神，常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place.
我们最后读诗篇第十七篇第十五节。
Lastly, let us read from Psalm chapter, Psalm number 17, verse 15.
至于我，我必在意中见你的面。我醒了的时候得见或得着你的形象，就心满意足了。
As for me, I shall behold your face in righteousness, and I will be satisfied with your likeness when I awake.
好，我们一同再来做一个祷告。
So let us pray.
亲爱的主啊，我们谦卑的，也诚心的来到你的面前，求你向我们说话。
Lord, we come before you humbly and sincerely, asking that you will speak to us.
但愿我们早晨都能听见神儿子的声音。
May every one of us hear the voice of the Son of God this morning.
因为使人听见神儿子的声音， 就必活了。
When the dead hears the voice of the Son of God, they will come to life.
主啊，你的话语也是生命的粮，叫我们得以饱足。
And your word is also the bread of life that will satisfy us.
你的话也是灵，也是生命，叫我们里面刚强。
Your life is spirit, is life, that we may be strengthened.
主啊，你的话也是活泼有功效的，把我们每一个人都做成得胜者。
And your word is full of life, is living and effective. It will make us into overcomers.
我们向你完全敞开，求你将我们大大的充满。
So we want to open ourselves to you completely. May you fill us.
我们这样诚心的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray thus in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道在创世纪第一章里面，神照着他永远美好的旨意，他创造了天地和万物。
We know from Genesis chapter 1, the Lord, according to his will, created heaven and earth and all things in it.
他也照着他自己的形象和样式造了人，使他们生养众多，遍满地面，来治理他所创造的这地。
He also created men according to his image, according to his likeness, so that they may be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it.
就如启示录四章十一节后半所说的，你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。
Just like in Revelation, it's concluded that you created all things, and because of your will, they existed and they were created.
那神的旨意是什么呢？
Then what is the will of God?
神的旨意就是要使他所造的人得着他的生命，做他团体的彰显，在地上被建造，成为他的居所，神和人可以永远同住。
His will is simply this, that the man, through the man that he created, that man may receive the life of God, and that they will be a corporate manifestation of the life of God on earth, and that they will build up a tabernacle so man can, God can dwell with men on earth.
对他是一个 challenge, 我说的长了一点。
Okay.
但是因着仇敌的欺骗和破坏呢，人堕落了，这块地呢，就落在了黑暗的权下。
But because of the deception and the destruction of the enemy, man fell, and the whole earth fell into the dominion of darkness.
似乎神被赶逐离开了这一块地，不能在这个地上来做主。
It was as if God was cast out of the earth that he created, that he can no longer be the Lord of the earth.
人会失败，但是神的旨意永远不改变，他要重新得回这一块地来。
Man may fail, yet the will of God will never change. He continues to do the work of restoration so that he can regain the earth he created.
所以他就从堕落的人类中呼召并且拣选了亚伯拉罕和他的后裔，所以他在创世纪十二章第七节那里应许他们。
So from among all the fallen race of men, he chose Abraham and his descendants, and he promised them in Genesis chapter 12.
他要把他所住的迦南地啊赐给他的后裔，使他们作为独特的选民和做他珍贵的子民。
That they will be given the land of Canaan as promised land, that they will be a chosen race, a people for God's own possession.
神用了四百多年的时间来产生、构成、形成这一般的选民，成为了一个蒙召的族类。
So God used over 400 years to make and to mold this group of people to become a chosen race, a nation for his own possession.
代替了亚当那个受造的族类，要借着他们在这块地上来完成神的旨意。
They became a race that is called to replace the race that was simply created through Adam, that they will fulfill his will.
他要使这一般蒙召的族类啊能够成为他的军队。
And they want this chosen race to become his army.
所以在出埃及记第十二章四十到四十一节是这样说的。
So in Exodus chapter 12, verse 40, it says this.
以色列人住在埃及地共有四百三十年，正满了四百三十年的那一天，耶和华的军队 都从埃及出来了。
Now the time the sons of Israel lived in Egypt was 430 years. And at the end of the 430 years, to this very day, all the hosts, all the armies of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt.
你想想那一幅图画，在世人的眼中，好像他们中间可能有一些壮年人，但是你不要忘记，也包括了老少妇孺，甚至可能也有残疾软弱的人，看起来是乌合之众。
And if you can try to picture that in your mind, that the whole people of Israel, of course, there are some young people, some strong men, but among them, there are many old people and women and children. Perhaps some are even disabled or very weak.
但是在神的眼中呢，他们都是耶和华的军队。
But in the eyes of God, God calls them, this is my army.
他带领他的百姓在埃及在旷野经过苦难和试炼。
And he led his people through the wilderness with tribulations and trials.
目的是使他们受训练，使他们受管教。
The purpose is so that they can be disciplined, they can be trained.
他们在西乃山接受了神所颁布的律法以后，而且他们照着神的指示建造了会幕以后呢，神就晓谕摩西说，你要把我所救赎的这些百姓啊，编组成军。
They received the law from the Mount Sinai, and then they erected the tabernacle according to God's pattern. And the Lord told Moses that you will form ranks in the army.
所以当这几百万神的子民、神的选民啊，这个他们在旷野行走的时候啊，是耶和华的军队，也是耶和华的见证。为的什么？是要为神征战，要为神把这一块失去的地，要把它得回来。
So these several million people, as they marched through the wilderness, they were the army of God. They were also the testimony for the purpose of regaining and restoring the lordship and the kingdom of God.
当约书亚带领百姓进到迦南地以后，还要跟迦南地的七族征战，为的是要再来得回这一块地来。这一个建造神在地上的居所和他的国度。
So after Joshua led the people of Israel into the land of Canaan, they had to fight seven kings or seven people of Canaan, and for the purpose that they may regain the land and to build up a tabernacle where God can dwell among men.
好，到了新约里面，基督啊，就是这块美地。
And as
我们蒙恩得救以后，就是要进到基督里面。
And as we come into the New Testament, Christ is this promised land. And our purpose of salvation is so that we may enter into Christ.
我们要更多的得着基督，我们要更多的认识基督，我们为着要在地上被建造成为他的居所和国度。
And our goal is to gain Christ, to know him, so that we can be built up into a kingdom of God, into a God.
但是仇敌就是空中那一个属灵气的恶魔，他是管辖这个幽暗世界的，他要做什么事，就是拦阻神的儿女进到基督这一块美地里面来做他做我们的享受。
Yet we have an enemy who is the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. His goal is to prevent us from entering into Christ.
所以在这个以弗所书五章六章里面启示说啊，教会不但是他的心腹啊，又是他的军队，要穿戴他全副的军装来抵挡仇敌的攻击。
So God reveals it to us in Ephesians chapter 5 and 6 that the church, she is God's army. At the same time, she is God's bride. At the same time, she is the army equipped with the full armor of God.
在启示录19章里面，在羔羊的婚宴里面，当基督再来的时候，他首先要迎娶他的心腹，就是那一些得胜者。
Even in Revelation chapter 19, at the wedding feast of the Lamb, Christ will welcome his bride who are the overcomers from the church.
之后呢，基督要跟这些得胜者一起骑着白马来征战，对付仇敌。
And immediately after that, the overcomers will ride on white horses with the Lord to come and defeat the enemy.
所以我们看见教会不但是基督的心腹，是他爱的对象，我们也是基督的战士，要跟他一起征战，直到把仇敌活活的扔在火湖里。
So we see the church, not only we are the bride, the object of his love, but also we are his army, soldiers, with the Lord until the enemy is cast down into the lake of fire.
那这一个征战得胜的结果是什么呢?
So what is the result of our victory?
不但在千年国度里面我们要跟基督一同作王来管理这块地最终在新天新地里我们也要与他同住同作王直到永远那是何等的荣耀
That not only in the thousand year kingdom which is to come that we will be kings to reign with him and to rule with him on the earth but also in the new heaven and new earth we will live with him forever
弟兄姊妹可能你从来没有想过但是我要告诉大家我们能够有份于这一个加略一直得胜的军队我们的权力是口舌难以形容的
And I don't know if you have thought about it, but let me tell you that we can partake to become part of this great company of the victors of Calvary. It is hard to describe our privilege.
所以今天早上这个信息主要的题目就是耶和华的军队
So our topic for this morning is to be God's army.
那么这个主要有三个点一个就是军队的组成还有一个就是军队的元帅还有一个就是军队得胜的必要的秘诀
So there will be three points One is the composition of the army The captain of the army And the secret of our victory
首先我们来看这个军队的组成呢是非常的特别
First of all we see the composition of this army is very peculiar
这个 army 啊这个军队啊是由枯骨复活而组成的军队
This army is made up of dry bones which came to life
所以我们刚刚读了这个以西结书37章啊就看到了这一支由枯骨复活而成为的军队是一支非常特殊的军队
So what we saw in Ezekiel chapter 37 was a very strange picture of dry bones come to life
因为世界上的军队都是找了一些很强壮的人可能最后打死是由生而死的
Because all the armies of the world they draft very strong men most of the army if they die they go from life into death
但是神的军队很特别啊乃是由死而生的即使这个军队被仇敌杀死了神还能叫他们复活过来
Yet the army of the Lord is completely opposite they came from death into lifeThough they are slain, they can still be risen by the Lord.
当然，以西结书是旧约，讲的是以色列人的光景。其实呢，也是指着我们的。
And of course, Ezekiel is talking about the land of Israel, but it's also talking about us.
这一个成为枯骨的这一幅景象啊，不但是我们重生得救以前的光景，也可能是我们重生得救以后啊，被仇敌掳去、被杀的光景。
And this picture of the valley of dry bones.It might have been our picture before we were saved, but it can also be after we were saved, we can still fail and fall under the dominion of darkness.
在以弗所书二章一节说到，我们从前都是死在过犯罪恶之中的一般人。
In Ephesians chapter 2 says, we were all formerly died in our sins and transgressions.
我们的灵是死的，为什么？因为我们犯罪没有感觉，和世人一样。
Our spirit has died because we have sinned and we have no sensitivity, just like the rest of the world.
随从今世的风俗，好像一片枯叶在飘在水面上，随波逐流，而且活在世上，没有神。没有指望
We just follow the trend and the culture of the world just like a dead leaf that has fallen into water it just flows with the current
但是以弗所书二章的五节六节怎么说呢
But what does Ephesians say in
接下去、哦、
2,
二章
5 and 6、
哦 对五节到六节然而因着神丰富的怜悯神的大爱临及我们当我们死在过犯中的时候便叫我们与基督一同活过来
Yet even when we were dead in our transgressions He made us alive together with Christ By grace we have been saved
与基督耶稣一同复活一同坐在天上这个就是主在我们身上极大的恩典
And he raised us up with him And seated us with him in the heavenly places That is a tremendous grace
我们信主以后有的人或者有的时候我们偶尔也被仇敌掳去杀害但是主的恩典呢同样的还能叫我们活过来
Even after we were saved sometimes we are still taken captive by the enemy yet the Lord is able to raise us up again
我们再回头看一下旧约时代以色列人是因着硬心 背叛，所以神就兴起了列国来审判，来管教他们。
If you see the Old Testament, the people of Israel, because of their stubbornness, their stiff-neckedness, they were rebellious. So the Lord used the nations to judge them.
所以以色列人有的被掳，有的被杀害，这就是以西结书三十七章那个枯骨的背景。
So sometimes, some of the Israelites were slain, some were taken captive, and that's the background context of the Valley of Dry Bones.
你说神的心里怎么想？神的心里是非常的伤痛啊，但是审判和管教不是目的。目的乃是为着挽回和恢复他们。
But we know the heart of the Lord is deeply saddened by their condition. But the discipline and the hardship was not the goal. The goal is so that they may be restored.
所以神就不断地差遣先知，将神的话传给他的百姓。你不要说，哎呀，为什么老是差遣先知去说话呢？因为有死复生啊的路，就是借着说话。
And therefore the Lord again and again sent out his prophets to speak his words to his people. And you may ask, how come there is always prophets talking to the people? Because the way from death into life is through prophesying.
Amen. 以西结书三十七章十一节说，主对以西结说，人子啊，这些骸骨就是以色列家。
So this verse 11 says, the Lord said to me, son of man, these bones is the whole house of Israel.
他们说，我们的骨头枯干了，我们的指望失去了，我们灭绝尽尽了。
They have said that our bones are dried up and our hopes have perished and we are completely cut off.
似乎啊，以色列全家都成为了骸骨，都被灭绝尽尽，南国北国都亡国了，但是神还不灰心，神还要施行拯救。
As if the whole house of Israel have become dry bones, they are completely perished. The northern and southern kingdoms are gone. Yet the Lord has not given up. He still wants to restore them.
很特别啊，只要他的百姓到了尽头，而且承认在自己里面是无望的，是枯死的枯的骸骨，这样反而他们就有救了。
Isn't that kind of strange that only when the people of God come to the end of themselves, when they confess that there is no more hope in themselves, then they can find salvation?
因为他们即使死了，埋在坟墓里了，神也能够把他们的坟墓打开，叫他们从里面走出来。
Because even if they have died, they have been buried and shut up in the grave, the Lord can open the grave and raise them up.
神还应许要把他的灵放在他们的里面，就是把生命的气，叫人活的灵，要吹到他们的里面，他们就要活了。
That God also promises to put His Spirit within you and to breathe the life of breath, that they may come to life.
但是这个吹气啊，还是借着说话。
But even this breathing the life of breath, the breath of life, it's also through speaking the Word of God.
就像主耶稣在地上如何的向着坟墓说，拉撒路出来，结果那个死了四天的那个拉撒路啊，就能够从坟墓中走出来一样。
Just like the Lord Jesus simply said, spoke unto the grave, says, Lazarus, come up. And he walked out of the grave.
因为在约翰福音五章第二十五节的后半说，死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。
Because John chapter 5 says, the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear his voice will come to life.
因为神的话就是灵，就是生命，是带着能力的，不但可以医治病人，而可以叫死人复活，并且叫许多灵里发死的人也能够活过来。
Because the word of God is life and has power, he can speak into the dry bones,And even those who are dead in the spirit can come to life.
当初以西结如何借着遵命说预言，气息就进入骸骨，骸骨便活了，并且站起来成为极大的军队。
Just as how Ezekiel obeyed the Lord and prophesied exactly how the Lord had commanded him, then the dry bone received life and the flesh came up.
今天我们也要学习来为主说话。
So today we also need to learn to speak for the Lord.
遵命为主去说话，不要看死亡的光景，不要说消极的话， 只要在信心中宣告神有能力的话。
So we need to also learn to be obedient, to listen to the Lord and to speak His word according to His command.
什么叫做学习向着枯骨说预言呢？就是像一种死亡的光景，我们要发预言。什么叫发预言呢？就是宣告主有能力的话。
And to speak unto the dry bones, we no longer need to consider the condition of death, but we need to trust in the power of God in His word.
什么叫做向风说预言呢？就是向着主的气息、主的怜悯，也就是说主的话，说主耶和华如此说。
And what does it mean to speak to the breath or to the wind? That is to follow the Spirit of God and to understand His heart and to say, thus says the word of God.
好像主耶稣说，经上记着说，他就把撒旦打败了。
Just like the Lord Jesus says, God has spoken, just by repeating the word of God, He defeated Satan.
借着我们遵命说主的话，包括我们礼拜五聚会大家分享主的话，生命的气息就是生命的灵，就能够吹到枯骨的里面，我们都要活了。
Through our obedience to speak the word of God, including on Friday nights when we share from the word of God, then we can speak unto the dry bones of the deathness in all of our spirit, then we can come to life.
因为主的话不是普通的话，他是耶和华，他如何说，他也必定如何成就。
Because the word of God comes with power. As He has spoken, He will also do it.
就像我们前几个礼拜九月十号那个福音聚会，
just like the gospel meeting we just had in September,
我们的确看到枯骨复生的情形。在中文的福音聚会里面，许多的朋友受邀请来到神的家中。
We have indeed seen dry bones coming to life. Many gospel friends on the Chinese side were invited and they came to the house of God.
借着我们弟兄姊妹传讲神的话，就有人呢，这个举手决志信了主。有人在陪谈中说啊，我从前对神完全不认识，这个人原来的灵里面是死亡的，但是从不认识神的光景中啊，得着了生命。
And through the preaching of the word of God and the preaching of the gospel, some people who had never known God raised their hand to say, I want to believe. And after we had some fellowship, this person said, I had no idea, I have no knowledge of God at all. In his spirit, he was completely dead. Yet through the word of God, he came to life.
在英文聚会方面呢，很多没有聚会的弟兄姊妹借着团聚也回来了。
And on the English side also, there are many brothers and sisters who has not been to the fellowship for a while, they also came back.
借着弟兄姊妹同心合意的祷告和彼此开口做见证的话，把他们都如骨与骨相连结，加上了筋也长了肉，有了一个生命的恢复。
Many through the prayers of many saints, through the preaching of the word of God, we see these dry bones is being raised to life with flesh covering them, with tendons connecting them, that they have received a new life in the corporate body.
我们要在信心里面继续不断地来做这样的一个恢复。
So we all ought to continue this work of restoration by faith.
所以啊，那一天我们从聚会里一出来，看到美丽的月亮啊，真是在那个美好的中秋节的夜晚呢、啊，哎呀，真是把很多失迷的羊带回到神的家中。
So when I stepped out of the meeting that evening, I saw the beautiful full moon, and I was quite touched because the Lord on this beautiful full moon's festival night and brought many lost sheep back to His fold.
在那个聚会里面啊，这一个人与神团圆呢、啊。这个恢复了生命的交通，神人同乐是何等的美好。
And it was as if we had a reunion, not only men with men, but men with God. We have been reconciled to God with beautiful fellowship, and it was quite,
我们为了那个感谢赞美主。 所以你可以看见，如当我们遵命说预言的时候啊，枯骨都要复活，要成为极大的军队。
So we see if we can be obedient unto the word of God and preach according to He has spoken, then He will raise up all the dry bones into an army of God.
好，我们现在看第二点，耶和华为元帅。
And secondly, we want to see that God is the captain of His army.
这个耶和华的军队之所以能够是一个常胜军啊，一直打胜仗啊，不是因为军队的成员有多强盛，能力有多大。就像我们看自己，常常觉得软弱胆小，我怎么可能打赢这一场属灵的征战呢？
The army of the Lord is an army of victory. They are all victors, not because the people in the army are strong, but just because we're looking at ourselves, we always see weakness, we always see lacking. How can we win any battle?
真正的得胜在于军队的元帅。我们的元帅就是万军之耶和华。
But the secret to our victory is on the captain of the army. He is the Lord of hosts.
我们只要跟随他的带领，活在他的军队中，不要离开这个军队，我们就一定得胜。
If we only follow his leading to live among his army and not leave the protection of the army itself, then we will have the victory.
你看他怎么带领以色列人？
You see how he led the Israelites.
他一路上用云柱火柱带领他们，这个比最精密的卫星导航系统还要精密啊！他引领他们走每天的道路。
He led them with the pillar of cloud, the pillar of fire, and the location of these pillars are even more precise than the most accurate GPS. He led them every single day of their life.
他还用天上的粮食做他们的军粮，他们的军装衣服40年没有穿破，脚也没有肿，粮食没有短缺。
And he gave them manna from heaven as their supply, and then their army uniform, their clothing was not broken after 40 years, their shoes were not broken, and even their feet were not swollen.
他自己做元帅，走在他们的前面，为他们开路，为他们征战。
The Lord himself was their captain who marches before them to make way for them.
那以色列人呢，只要在信心中跟随这位元帅。
And all they needed to do was to follow this captain by faith.
所以在约书亚记第一章第二到三节，当神的仆人摩西死了以后，神对约书亚说。
So in the beginning of Joshua chapter 1 verse 2 and 3, after Moses, God's servant, had died, the Lord spoke to Joshua.
现在你要起来和众百姓过这约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地去。
Now therefore rise, cross this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, to the sons of Israel.
凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我应许摩西的话，你看英文的话，已经都赐给你们了。
Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you, just as I have spoken to Moses.
什么叫跟随元帅？
What does it mean to follow the captain?
已经得胜了，这个地已经给你了。
He has already gained the victory.
但是你
this place is already given to you.
Yeah, 你必须要在信心里面去得。要在信心里面把脚掌踏在约旦河里面，你要在信心里面用你的脚掌去绕这个耶利哥城。
But you still need to follow it by faith. In faith, you need to tread the sole of your foot onto this land, and by faith, you need to circle the city of Jericho.
因为在那一场进迦南的那个过程中，是神的约柜在前面行走啊，是带领他的军队过约旦河的。
Because as they marched into the land of Canaan, it was the Ark of Covenant that marched before the whole people, and the Ark of the Covenant crossed over Jordan first.
是耶和华自己为他们把那个河打开，他为自己为他们把那个城攻下来，百姓呢只要跟在后面就好了。
He was the Lord himself that marched before the people, that made a way through the waters, circled around the city. All the people need to do was to follow.
在耶和华的军队里真好啊，没有过不了的江河，没有攻不下来的城墙，因为万军之耶和华是我们军队的元帅，是他在前面率领开路，是在前面为我们征战。
Isn't it great to be in the army of God? Because we don't have to do anything, because the captain, he himself makes a way through. There's no river too deep, there's no city too high. We just need to follow.
Amen.旧约是图画，新约是实际。其实基督自己就是那块美地，基督就是我们的元帅。
The Old Testament was but a picture, and the New Testament is our reality. Christ himself is that promised land, and he also is our captain.
就像以弗所书一章三节我没有打出来，神已经在基督耶稣里赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Just like Ephesians chapter 1, that he has already given us all the blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
美地一切的丰富都在基督里面，重点就是在基督里。但是问题就是在基督以外呢，我们就得不着这一切属天的福气了。
All of the promised land, all of the Beulah land, all of the blessing, everything that we need is in Christ. But if you're out of Christ, then you will not receive anything.
我们要记得啊，在基督以外不是美地啊。
We have to remember that there is no promised land. There is no beauty, Beulah land outside of Christ.
所以我们作为神的儿女要活在基督里。什么意思？就是要在基督里面生活。也就是说基督是我们生活的范围。基督是我们的保护。基督是我们的元帅。他是我们的一切。
So as children of God, we must live in Christ. What does that mean? That he has to be our protection. He has to be our supply. He has to be all in all.
我们不要辛辛苦苦的去做基督徒。我们只要活在他里面，活基督。
We don't have to be working so hard to become, to act like a Christian. We simply need to live in him.
就像保罗刚刚我们读的在林后二章十四节那里说，感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜。
Just like 2 Corinthians, Paul says, but thanks be to God who always lead us in triumph in Christ.
并且借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
And through us reveals the fragrance of the pleasing aroma of the knowledge of him.
这个你若是懂这个罗马那些历史啊，这个就是一个得胜的行列，在那个队伍中跟随基督的那个行列中发出那个香气啊，是得胜的一个凯歌。
And if you can picture the history of a Roman Empire, we are like that legion that follows Christ, and wherever we go, we're spreading out the beautiful aroma of him.
对。但是呢，你知道，这个使徒保罗啊，本来他是一个逼迫教会的人，他是一个靠肉体称义的法利赛人，他一生有许多引以为傲的背景。
And if you knew Paul, he was a persecutor of the church. He was in his flesh, he was a Pharisee. He was proud of all his deeds following the law.
但是在腓立比书三章第十节那里面说啊，他认识基督。并晓得他复活的大能，并且有份于或者晓得他的受苦。
But in Philippians chapter 3, he says, to know Christ, to know the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering.
Fellowship of suffering. 什么叫做跟主的受苦？主的受苦就是倒空一切。
What is the fellowship of Christ's suffering? That is simply to empty himself.
而且保罗在生活里面是过一个钉十字架的生活，来磨成主的死。
And through the cross, Paul had lived a life that is conforming to the death of Christ.
哎，那么这样呢，他就能更进一步的来经历基督复活的大能。因为如果没有经历基督的死，你就不能经历基督的复活。
Because only through experiencing the death of Christ.Then we can conform to the power of his resurrection.
所以保罗实在是在经历上面，他主观的认识并且得着了基督。
So through experience, Paul truly knew Christ and received him subjectively.
而且他就凭着基督的生命来活着，所以他可以说，我活着就是基督，并且得胜。
And he truly have lived out Christ. Therefore, he can say, to me, to live is Christ.And in him I received all things.
你说怎么知道他得胜呢？因为我刚刚说了那个得胜的行列，他在各处显扬散发因认识基督而有的香气。
And then he became a victor because he's among the legion where wherever he goes, he can spread forth the aroma of the knowledge of Christ.
下面这个三章十一节有的时候我们忽略了。
And there was a verse in 3:11, sometimes we skip over.
或者我也得以从死里复活。
He says, in order that I may also attain to the resurrection from the dead.
你说这个耶稣 OK, 耶稣从死里复活，我将来也从死里复活，好像 没有什么印象。
And sometimes you think, yes, Christ has been risen from the dead, and in the future I will also rise from the dead, and doesn't quite click.
有一个版本呢、啊、P. Phillips 版本说啊，他说啊，或者在将来可以得着像基督的从死里复活。
And there was another English translation, the P. Phillips translation. What does it say? Sorry. Oh, it says, so that I may perhaps attain, as he did, the resurrection from the dead.
什么是基督从死里复活?
What does it mean that he was risen from the dead?
基督从死里复活,他就得着了一个荣耀的身体。
That when Christ resurrected from the dead, he received a body that is in glory.
这个就是保罗所征战所追求那个终极的得胜和奖赏。
That is the ultimate goal and the ultimate victory that Paul is pursuing after, that reward in the eternity.
保罗的得胜的经历也是我们得胜的秘诀和榜样。
That his experience of victory also is our example.
这个榜样是什么呢？基督已经得胜了， that, 我们只要在基督里。
And this example is that Christ has already gained the victory. All we need to do is to be in Christ.
我们进入他的受苦，进入他的钉死，将来我们最后也能够得到他的复活。
If we can conform to his death, to his crucifixion, then we also will receive the resurrection as he did.
第三点，我们来说到遵主的话而行。
Thirdly, we just need to follow the word of God. Keep the word of God.
这是军队得胜必要的条件。
And that is the most crucial secret condition to have the victory in his army.
在一个得胜的军队里面，不但你要跟随这个元帅，还要遵命而行，不然元帅再能干，军队不服从，还是不能打胜仗。
In the army, not only we need to follow the captain, but also we need to do exactly as he commanded.
所以遵主话而行是军队得胜必要的条件。
Therefore, obeying the word of God is the crucial condition for our victory.
意思就是说啊，在神那一边没有问题，但是问题常常是在我们人的这一面。
Meaning that with God, on God's side, there is no problem or issue, but very often the problem happens with us.
约书亚记十一章十五节那里说啊，
Joshua chapter 11 verse 15 says,
耶和华怎样吩咐他仆人摩西，摩西就照样吩咐约书亚，约书亚也照样而行。
As the Lord commanded Moses, his servant, Moses commanded Joshua, and so Joshua did, and he left nothing undone of all that the Lord had commanded Moses.
凡耶和华吩咐摩西的，约书亚没有一件懈怠不行的。
And he left nothing undone of all that the Lord had commanded Moses.
因为约书亚遵行耶和华所吩咐的，所以神使约书亚在以色列人面前为大，率领以色列人过约旦河进迦南美地。
And because Joshua obeyed all that the Lord had commanded, so the Lord highly exalted him among all the Israelites, and he led the Israelites through the river Jordan into Canaan.
你知道约书亚率领以色列人在迦南杀败了31个迦南的诸王啊，而且那些诸王都是伟人的后裔。
And you know Joshua, it was recorded that as they entered into the land of Canaan, he killed 31 kings of the nations of Canaan, and they are all descendants of the Nephilim.
没有一个人在他面前能够站立。
Not one can stand before him.
你说我们怎么操练呢？
So how can we practice?
我们还是要天天读主的话。
We ought to read the word of God daily.
而且读的时候要被主的话感动。
And we need to receive, to allow the word of God speak to us.
然后要照着去行。
And we need to follow and obey accordingly.
但是啊，我们这个人啊，天生的不顺服的。
But for us, we know we were born in rebellion.
从那个小 baby 身上你就看出来了。
And you can see that from little babies.
小的时候真可爱，天真无邪，人见人爱。
When they were an infant, they were all so cute, full of innocence and naivety, everyone loves little babies.
稍微长大一点，他可以表达了，跟能讲一两个字了。
And as soon as
第一个字是 no，
As soon as they grow up, they learn how to express themselves. They don't need to be taught, but the first thing they will say is no.
你要他做这个，他偏偏做那个。
If you ask him to do one thing, he will do the opposite.
小孩子可以管，管管还听。
When they were little, you can still discipline them and try to train them.
No offense. 到了 teenage 了，青春期了。
And no offense to the young people here, but when we enter into adolescence, it is even harder.
你也不要笑，孩子们这样，那大人呢？
And we don't need to laugh. If the children are like this, how about the adults?
你叫一个成人听从啊，比移山还难呢。
Even more so, if you want to ask the an adult to listen to you, it's harder than moving mountains.
但是在军队里面，军令如山呢，是不能违背的。
But in the army, in the military, the command, the chain of command is as firm as mountain itself. You cannot go against it.
当以色列人进了迦南，要开始征战了，主在他们身上做一件事。
So when the Israelites enter into Canaan, when they are ready for the battle, the Lord did the first thing among them.
我没有打出来哈，约书亚记五章二到三节，神吩咐约书亚给以色列人行割礼，借着割礼。
Joshua 5 recorded that the Lord commanded Israelites to commanded Joshua to perform circumcision on all the army of Israel. And you say, how do you practice that spiritually? That is to carry your cross, deny yourself, carry the cross daily and follow the Lord.
你要认识啊，当我们受浸的时候，不错。我们的旧人，我们的肉体都已经跟主耶稣一同钉死埋葬了。
And we ought to know, yes, when we were baptized, it is very true, all of our old self, all of our self was buried.
不是 once for all, 我们要继续不断的这样的经过。
But it's a process. It is not once for all that once you're baptized, everything of your old self has already been buried, but we need to practice.
我们的经历都告诉我们的。所以在实行上我们需要天天靠着圣灵借着求告主的名来把十字架的割礼应用在我们的肉体上。
And so our experience concurs the same, that every daily we need to follow the Holy Spirit to allow the circumcision spiritually to be done unto us.
就如加拉太书五章二十四节所说的，凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连同肉体的邪情私欲钉在十字架上了。这个英文翻译还有一个是应该是 have crucified, 已经钉在十字架上了。
That Galatians 5:24 says, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
那么我们呢就要凭着信心哈，就是把自己的肉体也要钉在十字架上，致死从肉体来的恶行，就如脾气，就如没有耐性等等。
So our job is to follow by faith, follow the Spirit to allow our old self to be crucified to the cross. As for example, our anger, our impatience.
不但这些不好的我们要定时啊，就连自己天然的才干、聪明、密这个等等都要钉在十字架上。
Not only the bad traits of our personality needs to be crucified, but also our pride, our natural talents, everything that exalts me and myself needs to be crucified.
因为我们是称为基督十架的军兵啊，就是我们这个人必须要经历了这一个十架的工作，我们才配预备来打这个属灵的征战。
The hymn says we are soldier of the cross, meaning only if we carry the cross, then we're worthy for the battle.
但是我们除了不顺从以外，我们还有一个问题啊，就是不全心依靠。
And besides disobedience, we have another issue, is that we don't trust him and rely on him all the time.
你知道这个犹大国最后一个王啊，这个
we know
the last emperor 啊，这个王在他手里的那个叫西底家。
Zedekiah.
Zedekiah,
the last king of the kingdom of Judah, Zedekiah.
当巴比伦王来攻击耶路撒冷的时候，他曾经三番两次的派人去跟先知说，耶和华有什么默示没有？
And when the
要求问神啊。
When the king of Babylon came to fight against Judah, he two or three times sent people to prophets of Israel of Jehovah, saying, "What did the Lord say? Does the Lord have any?" oracles.
可是他私下呢又一直去跟埃及王军那里去说，哎呀，埃及啊兵多马强，又是世界的强国，一定能够帮他来打这个巴比伦王呢。他不全心依靠，也不完全听从。
But at the same time, he sent spies to Egypt to, because Egypt was a strong nation with horses and chariots. So he did not trust the Lord fully and completely.
你知道结果怎么样？
You know, we all know the result.
自己被掳，眼睛被挖，众子被杀，圣城被毁，国大也亡了。
He was taken captive, his eyes were gouged out, his sons were killed, and the whole nation fell into despair.
这个后果很严重啊。
And it was a terrible consequence.
就是因为他不听从先知的警告，不专心依靠耶和华，以至于全军覆灭。
It was because he did not heed the warning of the prophets. He did not follow the Lord wholeheartedly, and at the end, the whole nation was destroyed.
今天早晨，我们每个人都问问自己，我们是不是像西底家一样
？And so let us all ask ourselves: Are we like Zedekiah?
一面祷告求问耶和华。
On one hand, we pray to the Lord. We ask Him.
一面又私下求人帮助，自己想办法解决，就是不全心依靠耶和华，不完全顺从。
And on the other hand, we're seeking help from other people. We're trying to our best to solve our own problem. We do not trust the Lord with all our heart.
下面这段经文很熟悉，但是我们都要听到心里去。
And this following verse is very familiar, but we need to take it to heart.
箴言三章五到六节说，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，要在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
Proverbs says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path.
With all your heart. 这个还有一个翻译是 wholeheartedly, 完全的依靠，不是三心二意，而是要认定他。
Trust in the Lord wholeheartedly, not with a divided heart, and in all your ways acknowledge him.
我们要承认一件事情，只有他能，只有他才是真正的帮助，因为只有他才是全能的主。
Because we need to acknowledge only he is able, he is our help, because only he is the almighty God.
你说这个在我们生活里面怎么应用呢？
And you say, how can we apply this in our life?
就是我们要尊重神，我们在凡事上，在一切所行的事上都要求问他。
And we need to honor God and to exalt him in all of our ways. In everything that we do, we need to inquire.
真正的以他为主，这样呢，他一定乐意帮助我们，他一定会指引我们前面的道路。
To truly acknowledge him as our Lord, and he will be glad to be our Lord, to lead us all of our ways.
我再举一个例子，大卫王啊，他就是一个凡事求问主的人。
And we'll give you a good example, that is King David. He is one who inquires of the Lord in all his ways.
在撒母耳记上三十章和撒母耳记下五章，当他率领军队去追赶亚玛利人，当他攻打非利士人之前呢，都先求问耶和华，然后遵着耶和华所吩咐的去攻打。
Several times recorded in 1st and 2nd Samuel, before he chases after the army of Amalekites or the Philistines, he always inquired of the Lord first.
所以他都能够跟随主的率领啊，打败敌人，救回失落的家人，收回失去的土地。
So every time he will follow the leading of the Lord exactly, so that he can chase after the army to recover his family that was taken captive, or to recover the land.
大卫不但是一个伟大的君王，他也是一个大能的勇士。他跟随耶和华的带领，打了无数的胜仗，得回了许多失去的土地。
And not only David was a great king, but he is a mighty man of God. He followed the Lord and through many victories and recovered much land for Israel.
但是我们会问一个问题，大卫打仗又赢又把失地失回收回土地，那打到什么时候才为止呢？
But sometimes we ask this question, yes, David went through many battles and had many victories. He had regained much land of Israel, but what was the end of his battles?
换句话说，我们都要问一个问题啊，大卫一生征战追求的至终目标是什么？
So what was the ultimate goal of all of his battles and all of his warfare?
大卫一生征战追求的目标啊，在诗篇十七篇的结束，我们可以清楚的看见。
And you can see that at the end of Psalm 17.
又是都是我没有时间把它通通列出来啊。在十四节他说世人追求的是世上的财富，十五节他就说了，至于我呢，我必在意中得见你的面，我醒了的时候得见或得着你的形象就心满意足了。
Verse 14 he says, For the men of the world, their portion is in this life, but as for me, I shall behold your face in righteousness, and I will be satisfied when I awake with your likeness.
就是说，当大卫他还在活着的时候，他要过一种生活，就是要在义中啊常见主的面。那什么意思呢？他就要追求像主的自己。那这个追求到什么程度呢？直到他离世的日子。
So you see that this is his goal, that he is pursuing after this life where he wants to see the Lord, he see the face of the Lord in righteousness. And not only this, but he wants to see him until to the end of his days.
那么然后呢，他醒来的时候呢，他就看到他自己有主的形象，跟主一比，他像主。换句话说，就得着了主的形象。他说：“如果这样啊，我就心满意足了。”
But furthermore, when he awakes from his death, when he's risen again, he sees himself in the likeness of the Lord himself. Then he says, "I will be satisfied."
其实我跟你说啊，得到主的形象啊，跟神的居所的建造啊。息息相关。
And to receive, to be in the likeness of the Lord has everything to do with the building of the dwelling place of God.
为什么呢？因为神的居所就是神的家，神的家就是神的家人。什么是神的家人呢？就是这一些人，他们的生命、性情、喜好、想法都跟神一样的。
Because the dwelling place is the house of God. Inside the house of God is the family of God. Who are the family of God? Are those people who have the same heart, same desire, same mind, same spirit as God himself.
住在家里面大家想的不一样，就不能住在一起了，对不对？ If you, 大家家人，我们有共同的目标，我们有一样的生命，我们有一样，这样子神人才能够同住啊，这样神人才能同得安息啊。
If you all live in the same house with different minds, different goals, different purposes, then it's really hard to live together. But for us to be in the household of God, we have the same desire of the Lord himself.
所以你看见没有，这个其实就是神那个当初造人的目的，要他们做团体的彰显，做他团体的彰显，建造神的居所。难怪大卫被称为合神心意的人。
And so now we see that was the original purpose of God, that he wants to dwell among men, that man will be a corporate manifestation of himself, of his heart, and therefore David is called the man after God's own heart.
上个礼拜我们弟兄跟我们分享说，大卫为着预备建造圣殿的材料金和银，他受苦难呢。
And our brother shared with us, David, for the purpose of preparing for the building material of God's house, he prepared gold and silver. He went through much trouble and tribulation.
但今天早上我要告诉你，大卫不但得到了物质的金银，他自己更得着了神的形象和性情，就是那个金银所代表的。
But this morning I'll tell you, not only he gained silver and gold materially, but even more so he received the likeness of God, which is the reality of gold and silver.
就是大卫在他一生结束的时候，他变成一个像神自己的人，他是这样如此的被建造，成了神居所的一部分。
That at the end of his life he received the likeness of God himself, and he himself became a dwelling place for God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们得救信主以后，就成为仇敌攻击的对象。
And we all know,
这个是很正常的。
After we are saved, we became an object of attack for the enemy, and this is very, very normal.
换一句话说，我们基督徒的一生啊，属灵的征战呢是必然的。
And another way to say it is that spiritual battles in our Christian life is inevitable.
你说为什么？因为我们已经从那一个黑暗的国度被迁到了神爱子的国里。最不高兴的是谁？就是那个仇敌，他还想办法千辛万辛的，不甘心，还要把我们掳回去。
And you may ask why. The reason is very simple, because we have been transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his beloved son. And the the king of darkness is the one who is most unhappy. He wants to bring us back.
他在外面吸引诱，吸引破坏神的儿女。他破坏要我们什么？就离开爱我们的神，就叫我们离开神的教会。
He uses different deception, different destruction. He wants to bring the people of God away from God, away from the church of God.
这是外面。那在里面呢，就用我们里面的肉体和肉体的邪情私欲与我们里面的圣灵相争。
And that was outward. Inwardly, he uses our flesh. He uses the desire and the lust of our flesh to fight, to battle against our spirit.
就像加拉太书五章十七节说的，因为情欲和圣灵相争等等，叫我们不能做所愿意做的。因为这一场属灵的战争，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，是我们一生之久的。
Because just like Galatians chapter 5 says, the desire of the flesh is against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, that we cannot do what we want to do. And this is our battle all the days of our life.
好了，你说我要征战了，
我们。
Perhaps
you say, I need to wind up my sleeves and it's time for battle. So what does it mean to battle and to have victory?
主观的来说啊，就是我们一生要经历魂的救恩。
And subjectively, is that all the days of our life, we need to experience the salvation of our soul.
就是借着追求主啊，让我们的心思、情感、意志都磨成主的形象。
That through our pursuit of the Lord, that all of our heart and our desire, our mind, will be molded unto His likeness.
我们一生这样的追求啊，好，当基督来的时候，或者我们活着见他，或者我们睡了他来了，我们那个时候他要将我们这个卑贱的身体啊，改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是我们一生征战的目标。
The end of our pursuit, the end of our battle, and this great struggle, at the end, when He comes, whether we are still alive or after we have dead, fallen asleep, He will change us into His likeness. He will give us a new body, a glorious body.
所以这个 bottom line, 就是我们不但要得救，我们还要得胜。
So the bottom line of all of this is that not only we should be saved, but we need to have the victory.
我们都不怕死。
We're not afraid of death.
但是我们怕什么呢?
But what we're afraid of?
就怕死的时候还不像主。
It is that when we die, we have not yet been changed into His likeness.
因为我们睡了就没有机会再变化了。
Because after we fall asleep, there's no more chance for change.
醒过来，哎呀，还不像主啊，就不能进入千年的国度和享受。那你说怎么办？在黑暗中补课。
So when we awake,If we awake without His likeness, then we cannot enter into that thousand-year kingdom. Then what's befallen of us, we can only catch up in the darkness.
啊，你说什么？还会在黑暗里？当然，我们信主的人名字已经在生命册上了。最终在新天新地里，我们会和主一同作王，没有错。
And of course, I'm not here to scare anyone, because all of us who are saved, our name has already been written in the book of life.And we will be with Him in eternity, in new heaven and earth.
但是我们要错过了一千年的奖赏。
But perhaps we may miss out the reward of that thousand-year kingdom.
今生短短的几十年。
In this life, only a few short decades.
追求变化，向主做得胜者。
If we can pursue after Him to become overcomers into His likeness.
换来一千年的奖赏。
Then you, in exchange, you will receive a reward for 1,000 years.
绝对是上算的。
And it is a good deal. It's a good bargain.
就如诗歌第一最后一节所说的，这个靠主得胜者必得生命的冠冕，冠冕必与基督同快乐。
Just like those to him who overcomes, a crown of life shall be, and he will be with the King of glory, reign eternally.
所以啊。在追求得胜的这件事情上，我们不要害怕，不要退缩。
So as on this matter of becoming an overcomer, let us not be scared. Let us not fall back.
因为我们是耶和华的军队，他自己亲自做我们的元帅，率领我们，并且他为我们征战。
Because we are the army of God. He is our captain. He fights for us.
我们做什么呢？就是天天跟随他的带领。顺从里面圣灵的感动，在一切事情上认定他，这样我们必定得胜。
And our job is simply to follow Him and to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. In all our ways, acknowledge Him. Then we will have the victory. Because we have already seen the end of this battle in Revelation.
就是撒旦被丢进火湖，圣城新耶路撒冷由天而降，神与人同住，同作王，直到永远。那是何等荣耀的结局！
The end is already set that Satan will be cast into the lake of fire, and the overcomers, all the people of God will dwell with him forever and ever. What a beautiful picture that will be!
但愿今天我们都起来，为耶稣基督打这一场荣耀，而且是。
So may we all rise up today and stand up for Jesus and fight on this battle that victory is the only result. So let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你今天早上遵你的命说预言。
We thank the Lord this morning that we can follow you and obey your command to prophesy.
但愿求主使我们每一个人都从沉睡中醒过来。
May you wake all of us up from our slumber.
都使我们从死亡的光景中活过来。
You can quicken us from our condition of death.
让我们一同来做耶和华极大的军队。
That we can be a great army for the Lord.
对付仇敌。
That we can defeat the enemy.
把他丢在火湖里
until he is cast into the lake of fire.
我们迎接你的再来
so that you may come again.
重新得回这一块你所造的地
that you may regain this ground that you have created.
我们这样诚心的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名
We pray sincerely in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.